dialect of Sherborne, Gloucestershire. Frank Hooper, aged 75, and Jim Saunders, aged 84, both retired farm workers, recorded in the home of Mr. Saunders by Stanley Ellis in June 1956.
Well, on a Saturday night, you, and we went to Carl's Cattle. Have seen how true that is?
No, go on.
And when we got there, of course, we went to see his father and mother. And Alice and I got some wine. Well, of course, he was now we had some at that time of day. And when we were coming back, it poured in torrents of rain. And there was a hell of a steep hill to come down, out from our place, down into the road. I got umbrella, and the blooming thing, the wind was so strong about the blooming thing turned inside out. Well, we come on, we got to what we called Loseley's Burn. And it poured around when we got to there, and he said, let's go in here, you, till it's over. Well, we went in there, then out. There was some dust in the air, some cow cribs, and it poured in trying to have any road. I turned one of those cow cribs up, bottom upper. He led down somewhere up in the air, and I led down in the crib. Damn you, I was led straight for the doorway. In come the rider in the doorway, my arse was as wet as could be when I woke up. Ah, well, we come from there then out, down the road, arching out round, we got a bottle of wine, piece in our pocket. We sat under Barton Park wall and drunk this wine. When we got down to the pub called the Fox, I said, we'll put these bottles on the doorstep for all pinting. Damn, that's what we done, stuck them on the doorway for all pinting, for all pinting. Of course, he had him the house of the next morning. The fellow who put them was handy to you, because he could fill them with drink for folk to say. Well, now the house, he's got a story there. Nobody else can tell them, because they don't know nothing about it.
Well, I expect that was parsnip as we had.
How did they make parsnip wine, then?
Well, they cut some parsnips up and put some to boil. And then strains it, you see, and works it with a bit of barm we had then in them days. It wasn't yeast.
No. And how old were you when you two met then?
Oh, well.
You can just remember. You can just...
I was 21.
Reckon on that?
No, I was 19.
No, I wasn't. He was 19.
19.
I was about 10 years old when he come to Sherborne, see?
And can you remember meeting each other?
Right, I tell you we come to...
Oh, yeah, smacked his head, the bus.
I'll tell you we'd come about. Where he was so supposed to be sort of character, you understand, there was a horse led out in a... in a horse, rather. Led out in a tin shed outside the building. And, of course, we boys had used to dub stones on this tin. Well, he being a fresh man there, see, we'd got to give he a bit of a turn then. That's what we'd done that night. Well, the other boys got out of the road. I run away and he catched me. That's how it come about. That's how the job happened.
And you were living in this house?
I was living in this house at the time. Oh, yeah, this is where my father and mother lived.
Well, what kind of a roof did it have on in the old days?
Well, just the same kind of a roof. Any morning it was a new roof. There were new slates, but some new slates put back on, and the old ones were put back as well.
Oh, it didn't have thatch,
I think. I only done it for the purpose to new timber it at that time of day. The timber was got bad. That's why they new roofed it, because of the timber.
So they didn't have any thatched housing?
Oh no, not just here.
No, there's no thatched housing
in this village.
No.
But I shifted from here and went to Tyne, I lived in a thatched house.
Aye. But you said you'd done thatching of.
Oh, what so was it? I have done thatching.
Aye. Did you call it thatching?
Thatching, taking.
Ah, that's it.